Hey there. Welcome to the Origin Podcast. I'm Jamie, and today we're diving into some fascinating new research that's connecting metabolism to cell division in a way that's never been understood before.
And I'm Alex, joining Jamie to break down this groundbreaking study just published in Nature Communications. It's all about how a metabolic enzyme is actually moonlighting as something completely different during cell division.
That's right. The paper we're discussing today reveals how cells sense their metabolic state to coordinate cell division. It's pretty mind-blowing stuff, especially for anyone interested in how metabolism and cell cycle regulation are connected.
So, Jamie, let's start with the basics. This study focuses on citrate, which is a key metabolic intermediate in the TCA cycle. That's the tricarboxylic acid cycle, also known as the Krebs cycle for our biochemistry fans out there.
Exactly. And what's really interesting is that the researchers found that citrate levels actually peak during mitosis. That's the M phase of the cell cycle, when cells are dividing. But the big question was, how does the cell actually sense these high citrate levels?
And that's where they made this incredible discovery. They found that an enzyme called PFKM, which stands for ATP-dependent 6-phosphofructokinase muscle isoform, actually acts as a citrate sensor. Now, PFKM is normally known as a glycolytic enzyme that helps break down glucose.
But it turns out it has this whole secret life. When citrate levels rise during mitosis, citrate binds to PFKM and actually changes its structure, breaking it down from a tetramer, that's 4 subunits, into dimers with just 2 subunits.
Right, and this structural change is crucial because it completely transforms what PFKM can do. The dimeric form of PFKM can now interact with nucleosomes. Those are DNA protein complexes, and specifically phosphorylate histone H3 at serine 10.
And that phosphorylation is a really big deal. Histone H3 phosphorylation at serine 10 is a well-established marker for mitosis and is essential for proper chromosome condensation during cell division.
Exactly. So essentially, PFKM is sensing high citrate levels and then directly promoting mitotic progression by phosphorylating histone H3. It's basically functioning as a protein kinase, which is completely different from its usual metabolic role.
What I find fascinating is how they proved this. They did these elegant experiments where they mutated specific amino acids in PFKM to disrupt either its ability to bind citrate or its interaction with histone H3.
Yeah, that K617A mutation was particularly interesting. When they mutated lysine 617 to alanine, it prevented citrate from binding to PFKM. And then there was the L79A mutation that disrupted PFKM's interaction with nucleosomes. Both mutations had dramatic effects.
Right. Cells expressing these mutant forms of PFKM had much longer mitotic duration, meaning they took more time to divide and showed reduced histone H3 phosphorylation. And the really compelling part was that these mutations also suppressed tumor growth in their mouse models.
And that's where this gets really interesting for potential medical applications. The researchers showed that disrupting the citrate PFKM histone H3 pathway significantly inhibited the growth of glioma and colorectal cancer cells, both in lab cultures and in mice.
Absolutely. And there's another fascinating angle to the story. They also looked at T cells, which are critical for our immune response, and found that this same pathway is important for T cell proliferation. But interestingly, tumor cells had much higher levels of PFKM and citrate than activated T cells.
That differential expression is really promising because it suggests there might be a therapeutic window where you could target excess PFKM or high citrate levels to treat cancer without significantly compromising immune function.
I even did some experiments with CAR T cells. Those are engineered T cells used in cancer immunotherapy, and found that pre-treating them with citrate actually enhanced their ability to kill tumor cells. So there might be applications for boosting immunotherapy too.
This study really highlights how metabolic enzymes can have these unexpected moonlighting functions. PFKM isn't just a glycolytic enzyme. It's also a citrate sensor and a protein kinase that directly regulates cell division.
It's such a perfect example of how our traditional understanding of metabolism as separate from other cellular processes is really breaking down. These systems are all interconnected in ways we're just beginning to understand.
Absolutely. And what's particularly elegant about this mechanism is how it ensures that cells only progress through mitosis when they have sufficient metabolic resources. High citrate levels essentially signal that the cell has enough energy and building blocks to complete division.
You know, this reminds me of other recent studies showing how metabolites can directly regulate cellular processes. Like that paper showing how lactate promotes mitotic exit by remodeling the anaphase promoting complex. It seems like there's this whole layer of metabolic regulation we've been missing.
Definitely. And I think this study really opens up new avenues for cancer research. Since altered metabolism is a hallmark of cancer, understanding these connections between metabolites and cell cycle regulation could lead to novel therapeutic approaches.
So to sum up this fascinating research, citrate levels peak during mitosis. PFKM senses these high citrate levels and changes from a tetramer to a dimer. And then dimeric PFKM phosphorylates histone H3 to promote mitotic progression. It's like a perfectly coordinated metabolic checkpoint for cell division.
And disrupting any part of this pathway, whether it's preventing citrate from binding to PFKM or blocking PFKM's interaction with histone H3, delays mitosis and suppresses cell proliferation, with particularly strong effects in cancer cells. It's a remarkable discovery with real therapeutic potential.
Well, that wraps up our discussion of this groundbreaking research connecting metabolism to cell division. Thanks for joining us on the Origene podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe for more discussions of cutting-edge research in cell biology and molecular science. Until next time.